they drew an A-League team. Of course, the game would have to be in Devonport. That was one of the rules. If an A-League team came out, the regional host would host the game. And unfortunately, it was a double disappointment because not only did they not draw an A-League team, but they didn't get a home game either. So they're off to Victoria to play Avondale.
Saying Avalon. It's Avondale, isn't it?
Yes, Avondale, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And they're pretty good in the Victorian NPL.
Currently on top of the ladder at the moment, in fact. And they played Devonport in the second round of the FFA Cup about 3-4 years ago and beat them 4-1. So it's still quite a significant challenge for the Strikers.
Yeah. And I was talking to Drew Smith the other day, and it was sort of like a double-edged sword. I mean, if you get an A-League team and you get to play them at Valley Road, then obviously it's huge for the club. There'll be a massive crowd. It'll be big, bigger than big.
But you won't win.
But chances are you're going to lose, so you get knocked out. So now they've got to travel there and play away against a pretty good team in the NPL, but they've got more chance of going to the next round then.
Absolutely. If they get into the next round, then it's back into the draw and you still get an A-League team. And I think in the second round, the A-League team still has to travel to the regional centre. So, yeah, look, it's a big opportunity for them. It was very disappointing. There was a big crowd there last night. During the live stream, they mentioned some of the upsets that have happened over the years, and there's been a few. You know, A-League teams have been beaten by regional teams, and anything's possible. So, I mean, they're still optimistic that they can get into the next round, and who knows where you can go from there.
Yeah, so for people who don't know much about soccer or football, as it goes to competition, it's like the FA Cup in the United Kingdom, where the lower division teams get to play the Premier League teams.
Correct.
And if they beat them, they go on.
Indeed.
Could possibly win the FA Cup.
Yes, in this case, the FFA Cup, which is the Football Federation of Australia. And as you mentioned in the intro, Devonport won the right to represent Tasmania. Tasmania's only got one spot in the competition, and they did that by winning the Lacus Celtic Cup, and this is their third time now in the FFA Cup.
Did they announce a date for that game?
No, not yet. How Drew Smith, the president, explained it to me last night was that there's when they entered or submitted, they had to come up with three dates that they would be suitable for. So Avondale will have three dates very similar as well, and hopefully they can come to some sort of agreement over which one it's going to be. Obviously, it's Avondale's call because it's their home game. Yeah,
right. Big week for the Strikers, not only that draw last night for the FFA, but they've also got Glenorchy at Valley Road on Saturday, tomorrow afternoon, and that's Team 1 versus Team 2.
Yeah, and they're also the team they beat in the final of the Lacus Celtic Cup, so the Knights are going to be fired up for revenge.
And a beautiful, fine, sunny day, so hopefully we'll see lots of goals and get a good crowd there tomorrow. All right, mate, thank you for that.
Yes, and I spoke to Drew Smith last night. I'll have the interview in my Saturday sports show from 8 till 10.
Tomorrow.
Yeah,
obviously,
tomorrow.
Saturday.
It's the end of the week already. Goodness, it's flown.
Thanks, Martin.
Okay.
All right, 7AD.